Okay, in today's chapter, let's talk about corporate governance. What do you mean by the term corporate governance? What's the concept? Let's study the objectives of corporate governance, the need for corporate governance, principles of corporate governance. We'll also understand what are the corporate governance regulations defined by SEBI, what are the best corporate governance practices, and also look at 5 golden rules of corporate governance. So talking about corporate governance, what do you really mean by this term corporate governance? The corporate governance is nothing but defining the entire system or procedure which talks about or binds a company to define how they would work and what kind of information will they share with all the shareholders. So it's a process which is defined by the company, or it is a process set up of a firm based on certain systems and principles which the company is governed by. These guidelines would usually help a company understand in which direction they want to go and how the entire control mechanism would be maintained in the company in order that the company is able to, meet the goals and objectives set up. This would ensure better value for the company and it will benefit all the stakeholders of the company in the longer term. So I'm saying that corporate governance is basically disclosing all the information to all the stakeholders, taking care of or taking views of all the stakeholders in business in order to ensure fair and transparent working of the company with every individual, every stakeholder looking at achieving the common goal and objective of the company. So we'll say corporate governance basically also talks about accountability of the board of directors to all the stakeholders. So corporate governance means defining how the entire structure of the company works, how decisions would be taken, what kind of disclosures would be done, if the company is fair in its dealing or no, and the entire check is done by whom? The board of directors of the company. So board of directors are committing in corporate governance that they will ensure that all stakeholders of the corporation and are taken care of since they are accountable to them, be it shareholders, be it employees, suppliers, customers, and the society in general. So corporate governance ensures that the board of directors is fair to all these stakeholders and it is managing and checking the management of the company, whether the company is working efficiently and whether it is transparent when it comes to administration of the company. So what do you mean by corporate governance? Let's talk about one or two popular definitions of corporate governance. So one of the definitions given by Catherwood says, corporate governance means that a company manages its business in a manner that it is accountable and responsible to the shareholders. So Cather is very clear. He says corporate governance is nothing but it is that terminology which defines how well you are managing the business and whether you are accountable and responsible towards all the shareholders to ensure that you're increasing the shareholder value, you're fair to them since you're using investors' money. So I'll say in a wider interpretation, corporate governance includes company's accountability to the shareholders and other stakeholders, employees, suppliers, customers, and local community. So he says, please ensure, corporate governance says, you are ensuring that you're fair to the shareholders as well as you're fair to all other stakeholders involved while you're governing the company or running the company or managing business for the company. The other definition of corporate governance given by the Adrian Cadbury in 1992, who was part of the Cadbury committee, he says, corporate governance is a system by which companies are directed and controlled. So he says corporate governance is not only giving back, or working in a set, just managing business. It says corporate governance helps a company define the process, the system in which everything would be directed and controlled. And he says that board of directors are responsible for the governance of the company. So corporate governance system basically talks about companies, how they would be directed and controlled, and who's defining this? The board of directors, since they are the one who are responsible towards all the stakeholders, especially for the entire governance or transparency of the company. So what are the objectives of corporate governance? We know now what is corporate governance. We say that it ensures that you are transparent, you are accountable to the company. what are the objectives of having a good corporate governance in your company? The first objective of having corporate governance in any company is it ensures that the shareholder rights or interests are protected. So shareholders feel very, you know, protected, or the investor confidence would increase if the company has good corporate governance practices. It also ensures that the company is fair and transparent in its dealing. So company is disclosing the right financial information. The company is also disclosing the future plans in the annual report, and it's talking about how the entire, you know, growth story would be in the future. So company is giving you a fair picture, what's happening in the industry, whether it's doing good, it's doing bad, what are its goals, whether they see that they'll be able to achieve the goal. If not, you know, are they paying you right amount of dividend, or are they withholding the money? So they'll be very transparent when it comes to the future prospects of the company. So this happens if you have a good corporate governance practice. Third is, it ensures accountability. Whenever you are defining corporate governance system, so you define the process, you have put people who are going to control it, who are going to check it, audit it. When you have put this system in place, it ensures better accountability of people working in the organization. So each individual is accountable and is going to behave in a fair and an ethical manner. So this ensures that people are, you know, under vigilance indirectly. And this vigilance is healthy because everybody is accountable for each activity which they do in the business, since the money belongs to the shareholder and not to an individual. This helps in promoting an ethical conduct or ethical behavior in the organization. So each employee feels that it's its moral responsibility to disclose fair information and be ethical in the dealings. It also improves the company manage risk in a better way. Since there are control mechanisms defined, there is somebody who's checking whether the dealings are fair or no, whether you are transparent. It ensures lesser risk when it comes to doing business, whether it is financial risk or operational risk. So the risk assessment is better. You'll be able to see in such good corporate governance companies that any kind of mishaps or tragedies or any kind of loss due to such unforeseen emergencies are comparatively lesser. It ensures better compliance. So you're meeting all the regulations, you're keeping the regulations in mind by defining your system. So compliance is better. You're not, you know, you don't receive any notices here and there from SEBI or company, you know, from the taxation department that you're not complying something, or from any other body. So compliance could be better. Say, for example, I'm a company into manufacturing and I'm emitting a lot of carbon dioxide. So if I'm ethical in my conduct, I'll find out ways in how I can reduce it. And maybe that also ensures a better compliance for future years. It will also encourage long-term sustainability. So we all know that ESG is now very, very important, environment, social, you know, and governance. So you're looking at environment health, you're looking at sustainability, you're looking out for options which will ensure the future generations are also able to reap benefits of all the natural resources available with you. And so the entire goal of the company or entire goal or corporate governance of the company also tries to move around getting better sustainability for future generations. And this practices, when done, or this system put in place, ensures a very higher investor or stakeholder confidence in the company, and people want to deal with such companies or invest in such companies. Okay, so these are some of the objectives of corporate governance. Let's talk about what the different concepts and components of corporate governance, what they do really include. So when we talk about corporate governance, the first thought comes is fair dealings or checking by board of directors. So corporate governance defines that it's the moral responsibility of the board of directors to check whether the company is fair in its dealing. It also says that these board of directors are basically, they are the ones who are liable or who are answerable or who are questionable by all the stakeholders when it comes to dealing of the company. So board of directors, their roles, responsibilities clearly defined when it comes to corporate governance, since they are the face for all the stakeholders. Good corporate governance practices ensures that shareholder rights are kept intact. Board of directors would take decision whether to dividend to be paid, whether money to be retained, and it all this ensures that the equity shareholder also gets a right, gets a voting right in case of taking decisions which could be detrimental or usage of big or huge chunk of capital. So in case the board feels that some things may impact the future share price, so shareholder rights could be used and voting could be done with shareholders to check if the company should take a decision or not take a decision. So shareholder rights get clearly defined and voting powers could be used by shareholder to ensure that a better system is in place. Lot of transparency and disclosures are there. So when you talk about corporate governance, we are talking about different corporate governance reports which are published by the company. So board will ensure that each component, which is different, new businesses, new project, all these data, financial information data along with notes are published in the annual report to ensure better transparency and disclosure of information. Whatever is disclosed to the shareholders is one part of it. So financial information, irrespective of this, board of directors also would ensure that the company follows a system where there is a lot of transparency in the company when it comes to dealings. So fair dealings, whatever expenses are done, they are fairly put in the system and everybody gets access to the right information and only to that information which pursuit their department. So confidentiality is also maintained, only those disclosures are done which are necessary. Corporate governance practices also talks about accountability. It says each company is accountable for giving back the money in return to the investors. So the investor or the shareholder has given money to the company. So each company or each individual working in the company, whether it is the chairman, CEO or the board of director, each one now becomes accountable for sharing the right information to the shareholders. So accountability increases in case you have good corporate governance practices. Corporate governance practices also entails ethical behavior. So a lot of companies, once they put systems in place, they start looking at putting up checks at different places in order to minimize frauds in the company. So since you are doing risk assessment and you're putting up checks in place, it automatically ensures that everybody behaves ethically so that they can meet the goal and objective of the company. Risk is comparatively lesser. A better risk management mechanism helps in also instilling ethical behavior in the company. A lot of internal control activities could be done. Internal control activities could be, you know, standardizing the procedures, defining what is right, what is wrong. As corporate governance is, put a system in place. So you are informing the employee what could be emailed to their personal account, what cannot be emailed, whether to carry phone, whether to click pictures or no. So a lot of internal control mechanism automatically gets instilled with the advent of corporate governance practices in your company. You can do a better stakeholder management and engagement. You can have your stakeholders involved in giving you feedback. You can put them in taking a lot of surveys from them, understanding what's wrong, what's right. Take views from all your stakeholder and try to modify your activities based on the feedback. So stakeholder engagement increases. When you're looking at the best control mechanism, you're looking at how more ethical you could be or what changes you could get to, you know, basically help these stakeholders feel happy. Compensation and incentives are now linked in most of the companies with corporate governance. See, compensation and incentive also means payment to the board. So no shareholder wants an excess salary payment to the board or to the top management. So corporate governance asks for justification, how much salary is paid, for what it is paid, and you know, what is happening in the industry versus our company. So compensation and incentives are also fair when corporate governance practices are put in place, with no top manager or no board taking excess of money for being part of the company. A company develops a spirit of corporate social responsibility. And since corporate governance says be ethical towards your employees, be ethical towards your stakeholders, be ethical towards the society and try to do something for upliftment of the society. So corporate social responsibility also gets a lot of focus when we talk about corporate governance practices. It has now become one of the major parts in any company. Now company thinks it's not about, you know, earning money, it's also giving back to the society. So instead of using raw material or products which harm the environment or which may harm like society, they would have a lot of checks in place to ensure that they are preserving future generation, some natural resources, and they're also growing maybe new resources. And they are also doing some activities for the upliftment of the weaker sections of the society. So corporate social responsibility now also becomes part of corporate governance, or I'll say corporate governance has led to a better social responsibility, corporate social responsibility practices by the company. You may also have legal and regulatory compliances with respect to corporate governance, which are defined under different regulations, which the company would overlook, oversee as a model, and comply and frame their policies accordingly. So a lot of guidance also comes from these regulations. You know what is right, what is wrong, and how to take about what is bare minimum expected. So for example, 2% profit of the top 1,000 companies listed on NSE or BSE to be used for CSR activity. So I know 2% is my bare minimum. So I have a regulation in place. I'll try to use more in and not only 2%. So these are some concepts and components of corporate governance. Let us understand why does any company or why does anybody need corporate governance? What's the need of corporate governance? Please understand, when we say corporate governance to be a mandate or corporate governance to practices to be followed by all these public listed companies, it becomes important. Why? First, it becomes important because now the shareholders are not limited to one city, one region, they are spread across geographical boundaries. So I have investors, if I'm a Mumbai-based company, I may have investors from Delhi, I may have investors from, say, Kolkata, I may have investors from Bangalore, I may have investors, somebody, a shareholder sitting in Kashmir, or I may have a shareholder sitting right in America. So I have foreign institutional investors, I also have domestic retail investors, and I also have domestic institutional investors. So the spread of shareholder is now very, very huge. Since the spread is very huge, it requires, corporate governance ensures that you give the right information and you take care of interest of all kind of shareholders. So these widespread of shareholders could be taken care if you have well-defined systems in place and if you're transparent while sharing your financial information. So widespread of shareholders makes a mandate for all of us to give the best and the right information to these individuals who are my owners. There is also a changing ownership structure. At times, corporate governance becomes very, very crucial when the ownership structure is changing. So from equity, you know, I want to ensure that I get foreign promoter also, or I'm inviting institutional investors to buy a huge chunk of my equity through private placement, or maybe I'm converting my debt into equity. So my ownership structure is going to change, maybe with more equity, lesser debt, or maybe with more debt, lesser equity, depending on the kind of company I am. This changing ownership structure would help anybody understand why shareholders are increasing, why equity is increasing, or why debt is increasing. So corporate governance ensures that you give the right information to people why capital structure changes are done. And now in this capital structure changes, maybe I may also invite shareholders to come and vote. So corporate scams or scandals. I'm sure you know about Ketan Parekh scam, or you know about Harshad Mehta scam, or Nirav Modi scam, or basically the Satyam scam. There are so many scams with respect to the share market. Now, all these scams are something which have taught a lot of lessons to companies as well as to investors with respect to what is allowed, what is disallowed. To avoid such kind of scams and scandals, it is better that you as a company give the right information to the investors and ask their view what can be done the best. So the board of directors are overlooking on what decisions you take, and so that there are no scams and scandals which happen in the company. Corporate governance practices ensure that the board gets the right information with respect to all these business activities of the company. This ensures lesser scams and scandals today and for the future. Corporate governance is also needed because now society has greater expectations from the corporate sector. So everybody wants to earn a higher rate of return from the equity market and not only settle for whatever they got in fixed deposit. So fixed deposit gives me 6% return. I want to earn a 10% return on my money. So my expectations are very high from corporate. I'm expecting the corporate to be be ethical, to ensure that they are accountable, they are giving me the right information, and I'm also expecting now companies to be environmentally conscious, so that my future generation and future years are also secured when it comes to product consumption, product production and consumption. So these expectations for the corporate are increasing. I'm also expecting the corporate to do CSR activity, which are outcome based. So there is an impact created in the society. All these expectations, when it comes to monitoring, I would require a good corporate governance practice in-house to ensure I meet the expectations of the shareholder. I can tell them what exactly I have done, how much outcome I have actually come with the money which I have spent. There are a lot of hostile takeovers which could happen if you don't have a good corporate governance. See, hostile takeover would only happen when you don't know who's your stakeholder, who's buying your shares more, how the ownership structure is getting changed with the floating of a lot of shares. So hostile takeover could be avoided if you have good corporate governance. You know what's happening in the company, who are your promoters, and you are engaging your promoter. You're engaging your promoter in the business. So need of corporate governance ensures that your engagement is good, and so you can avoid a hostile takeover. There's a huge increase in top management compensation now. Board of directors and the top management receives a good compensation package. It is necessary to justify why such a high package or why incentives are given to them. So corporate governance practices would ensure that a system in place which defines or links their performance, based the performance of the company, to pay them compensation. And so the entire compensation or incentive scheme is fair. There could also be a need of good corporate governance if you are not looking only at domestic investors, but you are opening yourself for foreign investors. Since now you are looking for different countries, different individuals to come and invest in your company because of globalization, you would need to have more transparent and better practices in place so that people trust your company and are ready to invest in the company. So since you're opening up yourself, not for domestic investors, but also for international investors, corporate governance becomes a need of the hour.